some little thing and
get the kid.
Mm-hmm. Talking about swimming, if a person can't swim, there's a chance that he might.
Mm-hmm. Or might drown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say a baby has to do before it walks?
Crawl.
And if a boy sees something up a tree that he wants, he'd have to get there. And say if a little boy wanted to try to scare you, he might get behind the couch.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say he'd have to do to get where you couldn't see him? He'd have to
hunker down.
Hunker down.
Mm-hmm.
And if he jumped up real quick, what might he say to try to scare you?
Boo.
Boo. Have you ever heard people say peepy?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
That's peeping around the corner.
Peeping around the corner.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if a boy, right before he goes to bed, you know, he says his prayers?
Mm-hmm.
You say, when he gets down beside the bed, you say he...
Nail.
Mm-hmm. Or if a person's feeling tired, they might say, well, gosh, I'm feeling tired. I think I'll go to bed and...
Stretch out.
Stretch out. Or maybe lie down.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about
it?
Yeah. Sometimes when you go to sleep, you know, these things that you see in your sleep, you say you're
dreaming.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, well, I was dreaming about such and such, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
Mm-hmm. What about if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor, you say I
stomped.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a boy met a girl at a party and he wanted to see her home after it was over, what might he ask her? Somebody might say, well, may I
take you home or walk you home?
Mm-hmm. Or say if my car got stuck in the mud or something, I might ask somebody to take a rope and tie it on and give me a
pull, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yank it.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe just get behind me and give me a
push or a shove.
Well, what about if you were having to carry something, say a real heavy suitcase? You might say, well, I had to, that old suitcase.
Really strong old suitcase.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people say something like, I had to lug that thing around
mm-hmm.
for a mile?
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, say if your wife was in the kitchen cooking and there were a lot of children around, she might say, well, now that stove's hot, so.
Don't touch it.
Or what about if there was something that you wanted to send me for, say a hammer or something? You might tell me, well, now you go
run the errand, or go get it from.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you were little, there were some games that you could play. Children would chase each other around, and usually there was a place that you could run to and be safe.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that?
Base.
That was base.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes the game that you play with the ball, I'd throw it to you and you were supposed to
catch it.
Mm-hmm. Or say if we were supposed to meet in town, I might tell you, well, now if I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
Mm-hmm. Or say if there was a man working for another man, but this hired fellow just kept loafing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that he works for might say, well, it looks like I'm going to have to get
rid of him.
Mm-hmm. And if maybe the man that he got rid of came back, he might say, well, why don't you just give me another
change?
Mm-hmm. Or say a man who's just got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody, you say he's in a good
mood.
Or a good, would you ever say something like he's in good humor?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Now what about if a boy left his desk pen out on his desk?